Welcome, everybody, to One Shot Onslaught. We are now on episode 6 of our mini campaign playthrough of Lost Mine of Phandelver. Hey, guys, what happened on episode 4?
I didn't think we were doing recaps on this show, man.
Dude, we are now on episode... Did I say 4? We've got 5 out, I believe. I think we're on 6. So we've now been doing this for 5 episodes. We've done recaps, everyone.
We found this ruined castle.
Yes.
Somehow, I think Squish went into liquid form, went through an archer's arrow, or an archer's window, peeked in there. Did you go into liquid form, or did you throw your eyeballs up there?
I think he real monstered it.
Yeah, get it, Johnny, get it.
We've seen those three guys, and we planned for about 45 to 55 minutes how we're going to get in. And then we were like, oh, we have Red Baron outfits. And we just walked in.
But hey, in D&D time, that was like 5 seconds or something.
Yes. Yeah, it was a whole minute and a half.
And then we walked in. We went through some doors, kicked down some curtains. There was a snake, right?
Like a 5-headed snake. A big-ass snake.
It was a big snake. We did all the snake jokes, and it had octopus tentacles on it too, and a beak.
That's right.
You guys made pretty quick work of it. It was on the ceiling in a room with no goblins in it, and you guys realized like they probably weren't fucking in here because this stupid snake. Do you remember why you're in this castle? I think that's going to be important.
We got to find Dundrin.
It's your cousin, Preston, Gundren.
Dundren. Why is he my cousin?
Because you're a dwarf, so it was an easy connection. Oh,
we're all cousins.
All dwarves are cousins, of course.
We're going to go find Gundam, and we're gonna whisper to his captors, hail spider people, right? Or whatever the spider is called.
Wait, what?
Yeah, this is one part of the plan, Johnny missed. You guys are all in Red Brand cloaks. This is not a Red Brand castle. This is the Cragmaw castle, but the Cragmaws have been working. Well, the Red Brands have been working for the Cragmaws. The Cragmaws have been working for somebody called the Black Spider. And you all are acting like you're part of the Red Brands and that you have come to move the prisoner Gundren to a different location. And you guys kept saying that if you ever find somebody, you're just going to say, hail Black Spider, and then just keep walking. But you guys, the only people so far you've seen were the goblins in the arrow tower that Squish saw, but you guys didn't actually go into that tower. And then since then, you just walked right into this weird chapel that had the big snake in it. And then you guys continued through a couple of those heavy curtains and pressed and kicked them down.
I thought we saw someone like torturing someone and we did something there.
That was the Cragmaw with, what was it? A goblin?
Yeah, that was in the Red Brand hideout. They were bullying a goblin and then you guys tried to get in on the bullying, but that was 2 episodes ago.
I kicked him. They got mad.
Yeah, they got mad at Johnny for kicking their kicker. But, we can hop right back in where we left off with Preston kicking down another curtain. And inside here, it looked like a storage room. The entire northern wall in this room has collapsed in, and you can see some moonlight poking in through the northern wall. And you also see a doorway leading further into the castle.
I want to start scouring through those boxes and sacks.
Anybody got any poison spells?
I don't have any spells, man.
Preston. Preston's got gooey mushroom fingers and shit.
I was thinking we could, like, bring some food or some drinks for the boys in here. Be like, we brought beer for you guys, and then poison it.
Oh, you mean legit poison?
Poison everybody.
Yeah, I got my poison spray.
Yeah.
Spray. Surely
that would kill them. if they drink it.
Poison fingers, the mushrooms up the nose.
Preston, do you have... There is an actual item in the game just called poison. And I think rogues can maybe get that at the at level one.
I mean, theoretically, shouldn't I? Because my backstory, I'm a failed alchemist. Like, shouldn't it? Like, wouldn't that make sense?
That would definitely check out. I'm actually trying right now to pull up the actual item. Boy.
Does everyone have a boomerang or just me?
I got a boomerang.
just you.
No, I got a boomerang. Oh, man. I wish we did episode titles for this show because that would be it. Does everyone have a boomerang or just me?
So my profession is alchemy, but I do not have a boomerang.
That's surprising. I thought all alchemists carried boomerangs. Okay, here it is. I found it. Ooh, damn. Poisons are expensive as hell, and there's a lot of poisons in D&D 5e.
Hey, I could drink it first because I'm resistant to poison.
I have 3 platinum.
Why would you drink it?
Just to fuck with them. So they know it's not poisoned.
How about, here, Justin.
What?
Roll me a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. A
D114.
Oh, no.
How the fuck yes, do I do
there's
that?
There's four. Just hang in slash
you mean 1D14.
Yeah, 1D14, I mean. There's 14 different poisons in D&D, and I'm going to give you one.
There we go.
Okay, so Justin got 2.
Burnt Otho fumes. Let's see what those do. So I'll give you this score, Glutton, from your previous backstory as being... So this poison's worth 500 GP. It's an inhaled poison.
I have 3 platinum, so what now, boy?
So this poison you've got is very pricey, Gorglutton, but...
I made it myself.
So burnt Othur fumes is inhaled. A creature subjected to this poison must succeed on a DC 13 con save or take 3d6 poison damage and must repeat the saving throw at the end of each... or at the start of each turn. On every failed save, they keep taking 1d6 damage until the poison...
Yeah, but if they drink it, I mean...
Yeah, I think we're good.
But didn't it say that one needs to be inhaled?
Yeah, but I'm an alchemist. I made it into a liquid.
It's a special version.
I mean, like, have you guys ever taken chemistry that means it's and double made the gases damage into jam. Liquid? I mean, come on.
Can I blend that with poison spray?
I was going to say it won't be double damage. We'll say that the ingested one, or I mean, there's a couple different kinds, which this is the first time I've looked at different official poisons in D&D 5e, which is pretty cool.
There's a Lauren Poor episode right there.
I know. There's ingested, inhaled, contact poisons. What?
Oh, you could call the episode Choose Your Poison.
I have a better idea than poison. You can put me in the drink. They drink me, and then I just attack
no,
the heart.
No, you don't eat drink. You can't fit in a drink.
Oh, they could just take off my arm and put it in the drink.
No, we clip his finger.
We said that you can't sever limbs. We did say you had to remain whole. We have tried to put some kind of mechanics on you.
I can fit in a keg.
That's going to be like a big stripper cake.
No, a keg. Wait.
We don't have, I was going to say, we don't have time to make a cake.
They slurp me down and then they die.
Another episode title right there. No, but yeah, Gore Glutton, you've got this one dose of these burnt Othur fumes, if you would like to, if you guys want to do this plan you guys have been thinking of.
I would like to put the poison in the keg.
The barrels and crates and shit in this room are all very like rotten away, and I don't think they would be usable. And
could I seal them up with my body?
No. We need to.
They could say it's like
shit.
A special brew.
I got a bucket that. No, did we have a bucket? No, he was in my book bag.
Just fill up your book bag.
It's say prison it's a, brew. Say it's a northern thing. People drink out of book bags all the time. I don't know.
I don't know.
You guys have to have some kind of fucking canteens or something. I have a water skin. Yeah, you got water skins.
It
says
it. How much does it can hold, though?
Approximately two drinks.
So you guys walk me through, and then we'll get into the logistics of it and what items are going to be needed.
Oh, 4 pints. That's good.
So the plan, it sounds like, is drop this poison into some drink receptacle.
And give everyone shots instead of...
Yes.
Instead of full-size drinks.
Somebody's going to have to RP this real hard, though.
Not it.
I'm in a backpack or something.
I will say if we are going to dilute it like that, where it's just shots being passed out, we probably would do lower damage than the full dose, since they wouldn't be taking a full dose.
I'll hand the shots out. And as I'm handing them out, I'll be like, you guys got to smell this. And I'll get my little mushroom finger and I'll put it under their nose so they inhale my poison and then drink that poison. But I'll make my mushroom spores smell like, I don't know, fucking lavender or something.
Ladies are crazy about the mushroom fingers.
I mean, most people that are super into alcohol, they like smell it first and like all that bullshit. So we can trick them into it.
Yeah. Like, it's really earthy.
Okay, that's our plan then.
Yeah, we're doing that. Let's go. All
right.
So we're not doing the poison spider thing. We're not going up and like.
Oh, we're still going to say hail.
Yeah. As they die.
I think that's the opener, right?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We'll open with that. They'll believe us and they'll take a shot. Like.
Yeah, they have to take a shot. They have to take a shot. If we say that.
Oh, we'll toast. We'll toast the black spider.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. You drink or you die. Or you drink and then you die.
What are we drinking?
Squish.
I think I have a water skin filled with ale.
I was gonna say I think everyone's got a water skin.
My water skin is just a birdseed smoothie.
There's a bunch of birdseed ground out. And no one actually knows what's in birdseed. Have you looked at that? It's got bits of corn and then some black little balls.
It's like sunflower and corn.
Sunflowers.
Apparently you're supposed to watch like what your birds around you eat, and then you don't put the stuff that they don't eat in your bird mix.
Oh yeah, I got time for that.
You gotta be a bird watcher.
All right, so I think we got our plan. We can head deeper into the castle. There's only one room from this area, so you guys can
We go in that room.
Yep. Yeah, you guys can.
We knock. No, we don't knock.
No, we just enter.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys enter in the door. It swings open and it's weird. It's a castle, right? So it's got corridors and hallways. You guys open up this door and you see another door straight ahead of you, and then down to the south you see a one of those heavy curtains.
I've never been in a castle with fucking curtains.
Yeah, you know what? These fucking curtains are wild to me too, and they have always been like they just have what they call heavy curtains, and they separate a lot of different shit in this castle. And I don't know why.
I've been to many castles.
I really have been to like 5 different castles, and I've never seen curtains in a castle.
So. Exactly. It
seems so impractical.
I've never been to a castle. I've been to Johnny's Toys.
Yeah. Can everybody roll me a perception check, please? As you guys enter into this corridor. That was a persuasion, but it was still a good roll.
Oh, it was.
No, I got a 19.
Wow.
You got a 16.
Holy, a 20 maybe.
21.
I think this is loud enough that pretty much everybody can hear. As soon as you walk into this hallway, that room straight ahead of you, you hear some chatter coming from it. It sounds like two different voices. One is like a deep, growly, demanding voice.
A sexy voice.
If that's your thing, it probably would be pretty sexy. It's very gravelly.
Yeah, I'm into that.
And then one is kind of a more like a, you know, a lower, harder to hear voice. It's more of a smooth voice replying. The gravelly voice is saying something about demanding payment for something. And then you can't quite make out what the other voice is replying. But it sounds like it is maybe not. I mean, you guys all rolled really fucking good. Like,
I rolled a 21.
For level twos, you guys all got over 15s. You guys would all be able to tell, like, it sounds like a pretty heated conversation. Maybe not an argument. Maybe some negotiations are in play at the moment. But somebody's asking for payment for something, and somebody is replying back. So, yeah, and that's what you can hear from the store ahead of you. And with your guys' really good rolls, you also hear what sounds like very heavy snores coming from some kind of beast. It sounds like a napping, some kind of animal is napping in here, too.
It's poison a piece of beef too.
Oh yeah, I got jerky strips in my pocket.
There you go.
Too bad you got rid of your horse leg.
Oh, that's right.
But either way, you got jerky, so that should be fine.
Yeah.
So that's horse jerky. So okay, horse jerky. If you guys are doing the poison, how about this? If you guys want to poison the jerky and the alcohol with Justin's one.
Well, yeah, of course.
What we would do is, why does it have to be 3d6 poison damage and have to? It also gives the average 10 poison damage, and then it says in parentheses 3d6. How about instead of doing that, we just do each will do 5 poison damage. So the jerky will have 5 poison damage on it, and the drink will have 5 poison damage on it. All right, so you massage some burnt ether fumes into this jerky and into this canteen.
Be careful there.
Careful around the eyes.
Who is doing the rubbing?
Gore doing that? I'm assuming Gore Glutton.
I thought Gore Glutton would too, since he's the poison boy.
Okay, yeah, I'm massaging it in like this, fingers. In circular motions. And then I use my palms to do it really good. And I get in there with my elbow to get it really deep.
What are you putting? Oh boy. Wait, what is the this world? Is this the drink or this is the jerky?
This is the jerky.
Jerky.
Okay.
Why would he massage a drink?
How do you massage a drink?
He's taking a bath.
And then for the rest of it, I just pour it in the flask. Shake it up like a margarita. And then just pour it into our shot glasses. I carry shot glasses in my pocket. That's canon too.
Of course, of course, of course. So you've got your two. You got your poisoned beef jerky and your poison. Do not eat the wrong beef jerky, Preston.
So, are we walk? We're just walking in, right?
Yeah, we say hail poison spider. We own
the place.
Like we just open the door. Hail black spider.
What about me? Do I look weird?
You always look weird, man.
You're just an extraterrestrial.
You have molded against my body and you're underneath my feathers as like a bodysuit.
No, we can't do exoskeletons with Sean.
Okay, I just take the shape of SpongeBob.
I fucking hate this character.
So I look like I'm not gonna hurt a fly.
I'm literally just picturing fucking SpongeBob in this campaign now, and I hate it.
Yeah, but he's blue.
I walk in there like Vince McMahon to really sell it.
Open the door up. So this chamber has been set up as a crude living space. It's got some thick furs thrown on the floor to serve as carpets, and you see some old trophies hanging on the walls and a large bed to the north. There's a brazier of coals that are burning pretty brightly and warming this room quite a bit. There's a round table with several chairs that are standing near the south, near the door. And near the table, on the floor, is an unconscious dwarf who looks badly beaten and eerily similar to Preston. You also see standing in the room, caught off by surprise a bit. You think that in the middle of their heated argument, they didn't really hear you guys coming in. You see the largest bugbear you've ever seen, about damn near twice the size of Clark, who was already a very big bugbear. However, and then B, he is also the oldest bugbear you've ever seen. All of his fur is kind of turning gray at this point. And he's actually like hunched over a little bit, got a little bit of a hunchback. And he is in conversation with what looks like a female drow elf. And then you see sleeping on the bed, kind of cute in like a husky donut, a pretty large wolf. And the bugbear and the female drow both turn and look at you as soon as you walk in.
I go, what's up? We're here to party. We've brought the party drinks and everything. And then we give him the drinks. Hail, poison spider. And then black spider.
He said
Did
poison.
Did you say poison spider or
no?
Black
he said
spider.
He said black spider.
He said black spider.
Oops.
He absolutely fucking said black spider.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start beatboxing too to liven this place up.
As soon as you guys bust in and say, hail, poison spider?
Black spider.
Black spider. I'm trying to remember if you guys caught this guy's name or not. I think you did. I think in the notes from Glassstaff's correspondence with Cragmaw Castle, I think you saw the name King Groll.
Hello, King Groll. I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh, can't you see we're in the middle of something?
Oh, my apologies.
That's my SpongeBob shape voice.
Okay, you got different voices for different shapes. That's fun.
We're here to party, my friends.
We're here to celebrate.
I'm still beatboxing.
Oh, what are we celebrating? We haven't even made a deal yet.
Well, there was a few adventurers trying to take us out, and we took them out instead.
Okay.
And they were trying to, like, get in here. So we saved you. We're just, like, trying to celebrate.
We stole their drinks.
The wolf's kind of perked up now. Just still sitting in that husky donut, but still just laying on the bed watching the conversation happening.
All right. Can you go, like, celebrate with the goblins and, like, the, I don't know, celebration, the party room. Just go to the party room.
Are you going to join us?
Yeah, after our conversation's done here.
All right, well, you're, like, the first people we ran into. We didn't see anyone on the way in here.
Did you go through the chapel?
We came straight through, like.
Wait, what do you need with this dwarf here? We don't need him. I think we're good to go now. We don't really need him anymore.
It's the best. This is the best drink I've ever had in my life.
Well, I think they're wanting to like finish their convo, but I don't know. What are you guys talking about over there? Do you guys really need to talk right now? We don't need to talk. This is party.
And we don't only have drinks. We got the magic mushrooms.
We got boomerangs.
I take a mushroom off my finger.
Who is this dwarf anyway that you're talking to?
It's the dwarf that we had to capture from. Where are you all from again?
What, you're like lieutenants, man.
We're
your.
We're all wanderers. We just joined the Red Brands. We had nowhere else to go, man.
I think at this point we just need to engage combat. We're just digging ourselves in a deeper hole.
Guys, it's so bad at this. There's four different stories between the four.
This isn't our cup of tea. This isn't what we usually. We're trying to be good, and we're bad at it.
We're trying different stuff. I'm just gonna bunny hop and kick his face.
I'm gonna say, "Watch this," and I'm gonna turn into a puddle and go underneath their feet, make them sticky.
Wait. First, I'm gonna cast Speak with Animals.
What are you gonna speak to? The bugbear?
There's no animal.
I'm gonna speak to the wolf.
God damn it! You're gonna make me talk like a wolf.
Yep. And this is all telepathically.
I don't think it is telepathically. I think you have to be making like howling and wolfing noise at it.
Yeah, Johnny, you have to wolf and howl at it. And Adam's got a voice.
I feel like that's going to really annoy the bugbear.
let me look up Speak with Animals real quick.
It says you gain the ability to comprehend and verbally communicate with beasts for the duration. Yeah.
The knowledge and awareness of many beasts is limited by their intelligence, but at a minimum, beasts can give you information about nearby locations and monsters, including what they can perceive or have perceived within the past day. You might be able to persuade them to do a small favor for you.
Right. Persuade them into attacking.
A small favor.
That's a small favor.
I don't know. Are we going to just attack, or are we going to go to the party room?
Going to a party room is a small favor. I think they would do that.
Well, if we're going to go to a party room, I don't need the wolf to do that.
I feel like our decisions, NO man. Is just like, fuck shit up. I don't know if we have done such a bad job at role-playing this to begin with.
I mean, hey, let's just, you guys tried.
We were trying to
failed miserably, but you
were trying to turn over a new leaf with these new characters.
All four of us were trying four different things, I think.
The only one that's persuasive out of all of us is Barry. That's it. That's it.
And he all ain't of us here. Are not.
Eldritch Blast.
The urge to attempt to burn down a stone castle is very high.
So I sticky-feeted them.
Okay, so you're...
And I'm hopping on the big guy's face, I guess.
So... We have unfortunately already established that, but that does mean that that's going to be like your
surprise attack.
Yeah, I guess this would be.
He wasn't expecting my kick to the face, bunny hop on the face.
So we'll give you that. We'll give Professor Squish sticky feets then, and then everybody roll initiative because they're just like, oh, what the fuck is the sticky stuff?
19.
Every time Dustin was saying, like when Dustin said, what did he say? You guys don't need to talk. You just need to party. I just imagine this fucking 6 foot tall rabbit saying it. It's so silly.
I see a 10. I see 11 for Gorglutton, a 10 for Squish, a 22 for Brot, a 19 for Ulrich.
Adam, I see that 22 for you.
Yes, I had two rolls. I had one for Brot got a 22, so Brot's going to be going first. So, Brot, you see these two are in the center of this room in this pretty heated conversation, and then you see Professor Squish kind of get bored with your guys' chat and just go sticky mode on their feet. So it's pretty much the wolf's on the bed, but obviously the wolf, as soon as the combat's starting, is going to start to perk up, and then... The other two are within 5 feet of each other in the center of the room. The bugbear and the drow.
Wait, so if it's jelly, does it have disadvantage?
You get advantage. That's what we... It's like Professor Squish has a free fairy fire. Whoa, 22 and 23.
I wasted that. Anyway. So that was the hit.
If you click the ward halpert, it will do your damage.
I raged. I'm raging for this. I feel like this is a big, important fight. I'm raging.
That gives you more damage, right? Yeah.
So it should be 2 to this damage here.
12.
I don't have any, like... Well, if I use a bonus action, then an action. I don't have, like... I don't have a second action yet.
Not to level 5, I think. Are you hitting the drow?
The one that's slimed.
What?
The big guy that's slimed?
The old bugbear?
Yeah.
Okay.
The bugbear and the elf are sticky-feeted.
Oh, yeah, they're next to each other. Stick-footed. So you run up to the old bugbear, and this motherfucker is like 10 foot tall. But you hit him with your
He's hunched over, so he's probably like actually 13 feet tall.
Yeah, if you could straighten that back up.
That's creepy.
And you know what's funny? Oh no, it's not his turn in the wolf's turn. It is the drow's turn. We call him drow. It's actually drow.
It is drow. I said dro, and someone made fun of me, remember?
Oh, okay. I didn't remember which way it went.
Yeah.
You were saying it right
before, but you just now changed it up.
So this thing is going to pull out 2 daggers, Dustin?
It's going to hit me, huh?
Does a 20 and a 16 hit you, Dustin?
20 and a 16?
Yes, there's 2 different...
They both hit me.
Stabs.
They both hit me.
So it's gonna be for 15. You're raging.
Yeah. So what's that
don't
mean?
Forget that. So it'll be 15 rounded down. So 7. 7 damage as this thing drives these 2 daggers into you.
I still don't have a lot of health.
Yeah, we I don't think we've ever healed.
I was at my max.
It's going to be Preston, and then it's going to be King Groll and the Wolf, and then it will be Gorglutton, and then Squish the Jelly Puddle.
I'm going to cast Entangle.
Okay. Entangle on the 2 that are...
Well, it's a 20-foot square, so it'll be both of them. Grasping Weeds and Vines sprout from the ground.
You could get the Wolf, too, and those 2.
Oh,
it would also get Gundren's unconscious, bloodied, bruised body. Wait, will he take damage from that, or will it just...
He would have to make a strength-saving DC.
Oh, he is unconscious, so I think he would insta-fail.
Oh, he'd dying.
Okay, let's not do that.
Well, I mean, I think you could adjust it so that you'd have to make the choice to either get the Wolf and Gundren, or not get either of those 2. But you could get both of the other 2. And your buddy Brot, because Brot's up on the other 2.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, let's explain that.
You know, I'm all right, dude. I got some health.
I want to go up to the bugbear and hit him with my maul. Does a 14 hit him?
Which one is that for? King Groll?
Yeah.
That does not hit King Groll.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Wow.
He's a king, boy.
Dude, I love his music.
King Groll?
King Groll's. He's a good beatboxer.
Yeah, you run up and swing on King... You get advantage because of his sticky feet. You're lucky. You're fucking lucky that we gave...
Come on, Johnny.
Professor Squish, this OP. Okay, 19 does hit. Yes, yes. Do you want to take that first maul damage you rolled, or do you want to re-roll it? And it may be lower.
No, Johnny, that's pretty good. A 12 plus a 2 for damage? Is that what that is?
I think I only rolled 7.
Oh, no, I see 7. What dice was that?
I think D12.
D12?
It's 2D6. 1D12 or 2D6?
No, I'll roll it again.
So just click them all again. Hey, it went up by 1.
Hey.
Yeah, you hit this dude.
I'm hitting him square on the chin.
Well, yeah, he's trying to back up and dodge it, and he gets pretty close to it, but because of his goddamn sticky feet, you're able to hit him right in the chin for 8 points of damage. King Groll is going to... Oh, gosh. Okay, he's going to get a, have to choose between Preston or Brot. I'm going to roll a D2. One's going to be Preston, two's going to be Brot.
What the fuck is a D2? Is it a coin?
Yes, it's pretty much a coin. And Brot, he is going to smash down on you with a big morning star.
I'll jump on so fast. He couldn't see me. 20 to hit? Yeah, he hit me.
That's going to be for 13 points of piercing damage.
I only have 14 health.
Yeah, I'm
I have 12.
You take half of that. Guys. You take half of that.
Oh. No, he's raging.
Oh, wait. Hang on. What was the first hit I did?
We rounded it down to 7. You were supposed to only take 7 from the first hit. Because it was 13 damage, but we rounded it down to 7. Luckily, because you're fucking
so now you take 6.
7 and then 6.
Hey, Preston, how much health do you got? Would that 13 have knocked you out?
Yeah, regardless if I was full health or not.
Oh my god! This dude's a beast!
Okay.
I have 12. I have 12 max health.
Oh my god! You guys are lucky that Brot took those 2 hits while raging.
Do we have a healer?
Preston's got a heal.
Heal yourself.
We said we didn't need a healer, apparently.
because Versus Squish is the greatest wizard alive, and oh, he yeah, doesn't cast spells, but he does give people advantage at least.
I haven't done shit yet, except for sticky feet.
Well,
skeet feet.
The wolf is going to bound in and try to defend its master, and for the sake of trying to not kill Brot. So this thing first is going to try to attack you, Preston. It's going to try to bite you. Oh my god.
Is that a 2? That don't hit.
That was a natural 20.
No, that looked like a 2.
it was an 0-2, not a 2-0.
So just a 9. Just a 9 from this wolf.
Oh, just a 9?
Just a 9.
Just a 9. Just a tip. Cool, guys. I have 3 health.
Now it goes to Gore Glutton and then Professor Squish.
All right. So I'm going to put a silencer on my Eldritch Blast so the other goblins can't hear it. I am going to parkour kick the dog. I'm going to parkour kick the dog, and while I'm in the air, Eldritch Blast the bugbear.
Justin, did you ever pick your warlock shit? I remember when you guys did your level ups. I don't know if we ever talked about it on air.
Like what? Talk about what?
Your what are they called, Dustin?
My familiar? Or my patron? What is it?
Invocation.
Yeah, I picked one.
Oh, for some reason I thought you got to pick 2. Okay, you got
to pick 2.
One?
Yeah, what? I picked 2.
2 at level 3, I think.
Where do you see that?
Two?
What part? I thought it just added stuff to my Eldritch Blast.
Well, the weird thing is on the invocations, man, I kept adding and kept adding. I had like 20 invocations, but it lets you keep adding them, but apparently you are only supposed to have a certain amount for each level.
Eldritch Invocations, Agonizing Blast and Devil's Sight are the 2 that I picked. Agonizing Blast, when you cast Eldritch Blast, add your charisma modifier to the damage dealt on a hit. And then Devil's Sight is you can normally see in the darkness, both magical and non-magical, a distance up to 120 feet.
Holy shit! The Halfway to Heroes bros could really use you in their current arc. Holy shit.
But yeah, it already added it. It added it to my charisma mod, because like when it says Eldritch Blast, it has like a plus 2 extra damage on it or something like that. I was wanting to know what you wanted me to roll for the parkouring off the dog.
Okay, for that, for the parkouring off the dog, we will do an acrobatics check and see how well that goes. 20. Fuck off. A nat 20.
A nat 20.
Wow. I'll give you an unarmed strike against the dog. What's your unarmed strike?
It's the best fucking parkour you've ever seen. Mine's one. One. It's plus two to hit, one damage.
Okay, so yeah, you'll parkour off the dog, do one damage to it. I mean, it's not nothing, and then you get to cast your Eldritch Blast.
While I'm in the air.
Yeah. Are you targeting the bugbear also? It sounds like everyone's trying to get the bugbear out.
Try to take out the biggest dude.
Does a 17 hit.
17 will just barely hit this big boy.
Five.
See...
I shouldn't have put the silencer on.
But that can't be right because that doesn't have your plus charisma modifier.
It says on here 1d10 plus 1, and then you click on it.
Yeah, then what's your charisma modifier?
I think plus 1, isn't it?
Charisma? No, so
my charisma is plus 1. I have 13 charisma.
Yeah, I got 12. I got plus 1.
I have 13, so it's plus 1. So it's 1d10 plus 1. But I don't know if it's added in there. Should my charisma be higher than a 1?
Yeah, for Dustin, that's the Warlock spellcasting modifier, right?
Charisma, yep.
He's still standing after that Eldritch Blast, which is very unfortunate. Hopefully, maybe Professor Squish can change that. Professor Squish, you're currently jellied under the drow, the bugbear, and now the wolf.
Consume him and eat him.
Yeah, now the wolf is jellied. Well... You probably want Professor Squish to unjelly and cast some wild spells.
I only have one spell.
What? That's not right.
Well, I mean, I have cantrips and stuff, but I only have one good spell.
You should have a lot of spells.
I'm level 2.
You still have...
4, 5...
All right, I'm going to unjelly in SpongeBob form. And I'm going to, because I'm underneath these dudes, and I'm going to chaos bolt the bugbear in his gooch.
Gooch game.
Nice.
Okay. 13 to hit? Oh, God, a 13's not going to hit the big boy.
Oh. Okay, I quit.
Do you have anything else? Any kind of features? Or? Oh, wait, roll a d20 real quick, Sean.
What's that for?
Your wild magic.
This jelly boy wild.
Go ahead. This is 6. Okay. Wild magic table 5e. It's going to be our first time rolling on the wild magic table. Because the way we do it is every time you...
Oh, wait. I can get a advantage on an attack roll, too. Tides of Chaos.
Oh, do you want to do that?
Yeah, I'll do that too.
Okay, we'll go ahead and roll another d20.
What are these terrible rolls? Plus 4. So it'd be 17.
So 17 is going to hit. So first you roll d8 to find out what kind of damage this is.
5 is...
Lightning.
Lightning,
cool. Ooh, 10 points of damage. Also, will you roll a d100 real quick too? Just so I see what the fuck that's going to do.
What is that?
This is for your wild magic. It's a 24. I mean, that's kind of... It's kind of boring. Your skin turns a vibrant shade of blue, and a remove curse spell can end this effect. So you're already blue. It's literally nothing.
But I'm vibrant now.
He's double blue.
You're double blue now. Damn it. Sweet. That's the first fucking wild magic.
Can we redo it? Because I'm already blue.
Yeah, you already blew. I think that makes sense. Let's roll another one. D100.
A 9. Look at these rolls. My God.
Oh, my God. You cast Magic Missile as a 5th level spell.
Game over. Holy shit.
That means you get to cast... you get to cast 3 plus 4... 7 darts. So just roll 74 plus 7.
26.
If you hit this dude with one dart, he will die. Where are you going to put the other 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 darts?
I'll split them between the, between the wolf and the dude.
So as you cast this chaos bolt, this lightning at this bugbear, and he drops these magic missiles, like explode from your body and split between these the drow and the wolf.
I told you guys, greatest sorcerer
that ever lived.
The wolf drops dead, which is kind of sad. But it also was biting you guys pretty hard.
So I just like imploded with this wild magic and destroyed these guys after I sticky footed them.
the drow is still alive.
Oh.
Okay, we go back up to you, Brat. It is just the drow left.
Drow.
Scissor kicker in the neck.
That is correct.
Scissor kicker in the neck.
And I'm raging. I think this is +2 to this, what I just clicked. I gotta find it.
That will hit.
17.
That will hit.
Okay.
You guys got really lucky that wild magic was fucking insane. A 5th level magic missile.
That helped immensely.
Then +2 to that damage.
12. Wow. Okay.
Damn it.
Yeah, you chop into this drow, and you're thinking that, like, this thing seems a lot sturdier than you would imagine. We go down to...
This is a sturdy drow.
I'm not orc. I'm Preston.
Yes, it's Preston's turn.
I'm going to poison spray her with my mushroom spore fingy. I shove my finger in my nose, or in her nose, and then I sprout my poison mushrooms.
Does she make a save for that? I don't know. What's that spell called?
Poison spray.
You have to make a con save, I'm pretty sure.
I also like that you guys use Justin's very expensive poison for that beef jerky and that drink, and then we didn't end up using it.
Oh, we still have it.
Yeah,
we can use
we're
it
still
later.
Going to use it.
That was a... okay. What's a 15 get?
Yeah, that saves. So you take half.
Okay, half.
So
this might... I've been talking her up like she's like not being fazed, but she's been hit quite a... oh, only 2? Never mind.
Wait.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's no plus.
Okay. You think she's used to poison at this point.
I eat poison for breakfast.
She eats poison shit turds.
For
like
breakfast.
For breakfast. My dead dude got a 22. She got a 13. So it is her turn now. She is going to... So you guys do see that there are 2 different exits in this room?
Oh, she better not run.
She's going to disengage for her action. She is going to run over to the bed in the north side of the room and grab something under it. And then she's going to head out the door to the north of this room. She's not going to make it super far. She's just going to, since her action was to cast disengage so she doesn't get opportunity attacks, but she will make it through the door. She's trying to run. with something that she picked up from the under the bed.
As she's running, I cast Eldritch Blast, and it follows her like a Shadow Bolt would in World of Warcraft, like all the way across the zone, and eventually catches up to you.
I think you are next. Yes, you are next.
Is she in range for me to Eldritch Blast?
You'd have to like scoot up so that you could see through the door, and then yes.
Okay, I parkour off the wall so I can see her. And then seven probably doesn't hit.
A seven's not going to hit. No, I don't think you've got anything, do you?
Nope.
Yeah, you fire off an Eldritch Blast and she keeps bobbing and weaving. We'll go to Professor Squish next.
Can I skeet her feet?
I mean, that's not going to do any damage.
Yeah, I'll just skeet her down.
Okay, so you're gonna like run after her and then just jelly mode under her feet. That will go to Brot. So Brot, you
would take care of it, Brot.
Did that work? Did that go?
A 25 will. You almost got a nat 20. I think you would probably have to use your little extra bunny. Wow, you only rolled 5 damage. You rolled minimum damage. You rolled a nat 1 on damage.
Wait, no, plus 2 for my raging.
Okay, so 7 damage.
Yeah.
I feel like you always have to narrate your kills.
Did I kill it?
Yes.
Splitter in 2 and have her entrails go everywhere.
I definitely did a bunny hop and, what weapon is this? What weapon is this?
Your Jim Halbert.
My halbert. Yeah, shoot. I definitely bunny hopped and halberted him in half. Just like I was midair, bunny hop.
And then I go up to him because I'm a fucking bird and I like start pecking at the entrails.
Yeah, that's what the birds do.
Okay, yeah. You notice that what she drops, Gore Glutton, it looks like a scrolled up map.
A map! Is there like an X that marks where the treasure is?
There is a big, comically large X on it. And Gundren Rockseeker starts to stir. Hello, everybody. It is your Dungeon Master, Adam DeWeese here. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode, and a special thank you to all of our current patrons. So thank you, Tiana H., Jeremy Fair, Lawful Stupid Podcast, Aaron G., Bradley M., Christian S., Danny T., Hot Ketchup, Ken H., Caster, Derby Sick, Farty McFry, Drew Rundu, Mosey, Patrick C., Rachel a.k.a. Dragbait, and Tanya S., You can head over to patreon.com/majesticgoose, get your name on this list, and help support all the shows on the network. Yes, even $1 is absolutely huge to help us with all of the growing cost of the network. So thank you all of our current patrons. Another way you can support the show is, guess what the biggest way to help us is, I think it is just word of mouth. If you see somebody making a Reddit post asking for D&D podcast recommendations, or somebody on Twitter, or if you just tell a friend that you know likes podcasts or likes D&D about us, just spreading the word is by far the best form of advertisement for podcasts like us. And it is by far the most effective way for us to continue to grow. So you can do that for free. Another way to support us, you can come hang out with us at GooseCon 2022 this September 30th to October 2nd. That's right. We funded on Kickstarter and we are so excited and nervous to run our first convention and also to meet a lot of our awesome listeners. It is going to be 3 days of tabletops and tabletop RPGs, live shows, panels, tons of people from the network. We're trying to get everybody from the network, actually, into Cincinnati, Ohio at the Duke Energy Convention Center. You can go to tabletop.events and search for GooseCon there to buy badges if you missed out on the Kickstarter. You can still buy GM badges if you plan on running some games and you want a reduced cost badge, or you can grab a 3-day weekend badge. We've got a few tabletopper sponsors left, and I'll have to double check if we still have room for another event sponsor. But yes, it is going to be so much fun, and it's going to be a lot of work for us, but we are very excited to do so, and we'd love to hang out if you're able to make it. Speaking of hanging out, you can head over to bit.ly/oneshotdiscord, all spelled out, and you can join our Discord. We're in there all day, every day, hanging out. And follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/majesticgoosenetwork. You can follow my wife and I on Twitch, twitch.tv/these_deweese, D-E-W-E-E-S, where we play video games. And yeah, just thank you all so much. If you did already support us on the Kickstarter for GooseCon, thank you so much. But just for listening, if you're hearing my voice right now, thank you so much. I hope you're enjoying this mini campaign as much as we are. I'm excited to get back to DM's Guild One Shots. We've probably got 2 more episodes of this mini campaign, which I'm very excited for. We're going to be recording them this weekend. And with all of that out of the way, I will let you get to do these outtakes. Thank you all so much. Talk to you in 2 weeks. Bye, buddy.
That reminds me of Ready to Rumble when he's got the shake. He's got the shake. He stuck his finger up his butt.
Johnny's just all. Johnny is just Dave. Whatever the fuck his name is.
Dave Arquette.
Arquette from Ready to Rumble.
It was really good till I got the ass taste.
Look at Justin with no pants on.
That booty.
Oh, God. And Sean doesn't have pants on either.
I'm in my boxes, too.
What the fuck?
What is going on? What is going on? No one has pants on.
We're all in undies.
No one has pants.
Remember what Dustin said. The doctor makes you say ow.
Ow. I never said doctor makes you say ow.
He said elf.
But that's a good mnemonic device.
All right, because doctor is DR, and you say ow, drow.
Man, Johnny's thinking.
Yeah, that's
He's
a good
thinking
one.
About
I like
it.
That. I'm not going to remember it, but
I don't
like
think
it.
Any other time.
A Majestic Goose Podcast.
Honk.